Amanda Neely is a third grade teacher at Creek Elementary in Mustang, Oklahoma. She started out as a second grade teacher, but her principal asked her to move up. Neely says this was a scary decision.
I was apprehensive coming into third grade.
Her principal, Susan Dombeck, said she had to twist Neely's arm.
Because of the test. Because of that stigma that what third grade has.
Dombeck says the third grade reading test kind of scares teachers away. It's a high-stakes test, so by law, if students don't meet a certain score, they could be held back. And Dombeck says this stresses teachers out.
Are they going to be successful? You know, and does it reflect on me as a teacher if they're not?
As of now, however, there is some flexibility to the rule. Students can qualify for one of six exemptions and pass on to the fourth grade, despite a low score on their test. Or a reading team can promote them based on other observations. But by law, this reading team will expire by the end of this year, meaning students that get a bad score next year and don't meet an exemption will be automatically retained in the third grade. Neely worries that this is unfair to students.
We're basing these decisions and these numbers off of one test. We're not accounting for the actual child. We're accounting for how they performed that one day on that one test.
She says the reading team, which is made up of parents and teachers, can produce a more accurate measurement of a student's skill set.
And having that team in place, I think, is a good advocate for those kids because they are people that have worked with them throughout the year who know them.
Neely also thinks holding students back would be bad for their self-esteem. The principal, Susan Dombeck, worries that class sizes will grow if an excess number of students do poorly on the test.
That's looking at almost a whole nother class of students, a whole nother group of third graders.
When Governor Fallon signed the bill, she said the idea was not to punish students, but rather to help them. She said if students can't read at grade-appropriate levels, then they will struggle with more complicated subjects later on. She originally vetoed the bill that created the reading committees, saying teachers and parents would pass students on despite their low skill level, and that was a disservice to the kids. The legislature overrode her veto, and the committees were set to last 2 years. A bill currently pending in the legislature would extend these committees another 3 years, with a caveat. Senate Bill 630 makes it more difficult for students to pass the test and be automatically promoted to the fourth grade.
We are increasing the threshold from limited knowledge to proficient for an automatic promotion because children need to read at grade level.
Senator Ford says this new bar that they're setting is the one children really need to reach by the third grade. And by extending the committee for another 3 years, students and teachers will have time to adjust. Alex Weintz, the communications director for Governor Fallon, said the governor is open to these changes as long as they support the goal of ensuring every third grader can read at the appropriate level. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.